from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Brady was on Stephen A's podcast. And he was like, the number one threat to the Chiefs is the Rams. And it was talking about how the NFC poses the biggest threat to the Chiefs. I'm like, you sure?
They don't play till the Super Bowl.
I mean, they don't have to worry about those teams till the end. And last I checked, unless anyone on this show has stopped agreeing, the five best quarterbacks in the entire NFL or in the AFC. Right now, the five best quarterbacks are all on the AFC side.
I hear you.
The NFC has maybe quarterbacks 6, 8, and 11, but the five best are all in the AFC with Patrick Mahomes. So
I won't push back.
I don't know
too
how. I don't. You yeah. know, like I don't know how you could look at this and not tell me still that. And I don't care which version of it is, Cincinnati or Buffalo or the Ravens or the Texans, whoever your squad is. Those are the bigger threats to Kansas City right now. In a weird way, I would almost say the Texans are the biggest threat because they're cheap and young and talented.
It's a popular,
but it's still probably Cincinnati until Joe Burrow's arm just completely falls off.
Well, it's just the simple fact. It's the simple fact that you, as you said, are in the AFC. I mean, you don't worry about those teams until the Super Bowl. Like, yes, the Chiefs are going to play the 49ers in the regular season.
And by the time you get to the Super Bowl, they're probably a really good team.
Yeah, any team that you're playing the Super Bowl is good. There's better matchups than that. But, of course, and right now it's unbalanced. I won't push back. I think there's a case to be made that maybe one NFC quarterback, people don't want to hear it because it's the Cowboys, but I still think Dak has a case to be, if he led the league in touchdowns last year too, the fifth best quarterback, but I'm not going to push back. You want to say Stroud is number five? I don't care. That's fine. But anyway, either way, the NFC, you're just not worried about. I don't care. Like, the Chiefs are playing the Niners in the regular season. I'll care that week, but it doesn't matter after that. The five best quarterbacks could all be in the NFC. I only have to worry about one of them.
In a weird way, yeah. Is it more help? Because you're more likely, I think, to get, like, I don't know, the best quarterback in the NFC through, because, like, they don't have to go through as much, the best team through. Like, I don't think the best team in the AFC, I'm not going to say always gets through. The Chiefs in this case do, typically. But, like, the most talented, like, the Chiefs have not been the most talented roster every year they've gone to.
That wasn't them last year.
Nope. The 49ers were the most talented roster in the league. They did not have the best quarterback, and that was obvious. But they did.
The Ravens were the better team all year than the Chiefs.
Correct. And they had the more talented roster.
AFC title.
But like in the NFC, the more talented roster, I think, is more likely to get through right now. Because in the AFC, once you throw all of those quarterbacks into a pool, Mahomes is getting through to the AFC championship game. But who's going to be the other squad on the other side? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. The Ravens could be 16-1, and I wouldn't be sure they're going to the AFC title game. Because they might face a hot Josh Allen coming into town before they go on and face him. The AFC is a much trickier group to figure out, and it's a really even harder for the other teams because They have to decide which one of them gets to face the Chiefs in the AFC title game. Just the one.
I know that the caveat is, again, Joe Burrow's health, but he's beaten in the playoffs the Ravens. He's beaten in the playoffs the Bills, throttled the Bills. Like, Joe Burrow's dominated the Bills every single time he's played. As long as he's healthy, I feel like Joe Burrow's the quickest answer, but
he's the only one who's actually given him a proper fight once or twice.
Yeah. Cincinnati, I mean, this is why Cincinnati's their biggest rival still in the AFC.
Yeah.
But it requires, of course, Joe Burrow making it through not only 17 regular season games, but also making it through a game or two in the postseason to ultimately face the Chiefs.
Do you see he's
in the AFC title game?
He's been wearing a glove a little bit. You know, he's been shuffling.
Why
through.
Is
he's
that?
Been cycling through the Why glove that, a little Drew? Bit. He says he's good. He's just trying to.
He's gonna throw like five picks different in the first things. 5 weeks. Well, what's Joe Burrow to lead the league in interceptions this year? Can I just take that? The glove's going to throw him off. He's just going to throw picks.
That's going to be a losing bet. Yeah.
Someone on the text line.
He doesn't throw that many picks generally.
Here on 96.5, the fan, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. You see that text, Cody? It says someone, they look at the record against NFC teams. He's not talking about quarterbacks. He's talking about what Casey has struggled with. My same thing applies, though. I hear you.
Against NFC teams in a Super Bowl, he's 3-1.
He's 3-1, but also, while you're right, it may not be a direct quarterback comparison. To me, the logic's the same. I only am playing one of them. Like, you can say, like, these three teams are bad matchups. You're only having to play one of them in the Super Bowl.
In the NFC, I got to play three.
Whoever represents the NFC obviously had a damn good season. So the NFC is so not a concern of mine if I'm in Kansas City.
I'm starting to think I need to be fading the Rams. Anytime everybody's all collectively like, the Rams this year, I'm like, all right, I'm the opposite. You just start feeling like you can't all be right.
It's the Sean McVay effect.
Someone's wrong. And here's the problem. It's hard for me to actually convince myself to go on the other side because I also am a big believer in Sean McVay. And Matt Stafford, when healthy, consistently looks like a top 10, sometimes 5 quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he's still
when
got
he
it,
is healthy but... and around, he has it. And if Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua are healthy at the same time, it's hard not to imagine they don't have a top 5 offense in the league to go with what has been a very effective running game under Sean McVay. I'm just feeling like, should I be fading them because, like, everyone's in on
the issue
Rams.
With the Rams will That's be all. Post Aaron Donald. Like, what's that defense like? But you know, Sean McVay's going to scheme up that offense for there'll be some other player we've never heard of that ends up having a nice season. I mean, Ben Skoranek had a couple nice games for them, and now is it Jacksonville? He's somewhere else now
Ben
this year.
Skoranek. I mean,
that was a name that none of us knew, and he ended up having a couple big games for them last year.
The NFC, like, from just a broad picture perspective, we talk about the AFC and all the quarterbacks, the NFC is getting a lot better. Like, where they were 2 years ago, they're a lot better than that now with Kirk Cousins still being in the NFC, Dak obviously being there, Jordan Love seems to be the part.
But those are all
Jalen
quarterbacks,
Hurts maybe. I
8 through 12.
Correct. I'm just saying in general, it's not like we just look at the NFC and just toss them off to the side. In a way, you can, but I think that there's something to Dak obviously being the touchdown leader last season.
I just don't think he'll do it. You know, Dak's a very good quarterback. We've never argued that.
I mean, you
should
have argued that the Cowboys were up there in terms of talent with the 49ers. They weren't like to that superstar level, but in terms of production, they were just as productive from an all-around perspective. They just can't get it done in the
postseason. Look, it's fun to see the Cowboys lose. I get it. And Jerry Jones caused a media circus all the time. All that is true. But as I said yesterday, the team that has things that could truly impact their season this year, to me, that's more the Eagles. All this contract stuff, once they start playing, to me, is not. It actually might help them motivation-wise for individual players trying to get paid, and Parsons and Lamb and Dak Prescott. The Eagles' story, maybe your coach not getting along with the quarterback, that has way more of a potential to blow up in your face during the season. That's a much, much more concerning to me than even though the Cowboys are just low-hanging fruit. I get it. Like, make fun of the Cowboys, right?
Because they haven't played in very many important games in the last decade. They put in some,
in
though, playoffs, more than others.
They stink in the playoffs. That's what they stink in the playoffs.
If they put it all together, they can make the Super Bowl.
Sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent Pick number
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.